Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's time for, I think, maybe the hardest game we have on this show.
Recipe. I don't need your life story. Please, no words of wisdom, just the recipe.
I have gone on the internet and found a food blog, a recipe off a food blog, and I'm going to read you excerpts from the blog, and you've got to guess what we're cooking. Today's is the longest food blog I've ever featured. I actually barely got through it in time to do the segment. It's 1,583 words. Part of that includes some method, but you got to scroll through that much text before you get to the step-by-step
That's a full essay.
It's intense. It's from a blog called, I think it's called Neighbor Food, but I guess it should be Neighbor Food. That's what they're playing on. This is from Courtney. Let's get right into it. See if you can guess what the recipe is for. After years of searching, I finally found the best, whatever this is, recipe around. It's easily made on the stovetop in under 30 minutes. This is going to be making many more appearances on our family table. So nice bit of detail there.
I've got nothing.
Okay.
So I was thinking it's something as a staple. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
If you've got a pulse, I assume you love this food.
Bold claim.
The question of why we love it is a real nature versus nurture debate. The nurture side would argue that this love addiction is likely inherited from our parents pushing boxed this food on us like street peddlers. To their credit, we loved every bite.
Oh, I was going to say milk. I don't know, the nature versus nurture thing. I am wondering, can I give you my guess that I actually think is an official guess and it could be okay. Right? Is it some sort of meatloaf?
Interesting.
That's what I'm thinking.
I can actually rule that out. It's definitely not there.
Oh, okay. Yep.
There's so much blog to scroll through. I'm glad those days of history of having it as kids, because now we're grown-ups, we don't ever have to settle for anything less than the best this food ever again. You'll never be that guy who brings a crock pot full of this to a gathering this barbecue potluck season.
This is very contradictory because, like, oh, we didn't like it as kids, but don't worry, you'll like it now.
I think you're saying we did love it as kids, but we don't have to settle for the boxed version is what she's getting at.
Oh, is it like a beef stew?
In a box?
Macaroni and cheese.
Let's get to one last clue.
All right.
This is the recipe I take to family reunions, the one I make on cold nights when I'm craving comfort food, and the one I serve alongside air fryer hot dogs and slow cooker barbecue chicken sandwiches. So much detail,
Courtney. I want more on the slow cooker barbecue chicken sandwiches, fine, because there's interesting.
There's a link to them.
Great. I'm thinking it's a macaroni and cheese or something to that effect. Bob, can you tell me what it is?
It's taken 3 months, but we've got it correct. Hey! It's a macaroni and cheese. You've guessed it before.
I think the box thing gave it away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, there you go. You don't need 1,000 words to talk about macaroni and cheese.
What about the nature versus nurture debate? That's science, you know. Darwin really fleshed out his theories there.
It's too much. Way too much. Just cut straight to the chase, people.